Lacey Stone, manager of Civil Society Partnerships at the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, recently visited Zonta International headquarters. While here, Lacey shared with Zonta Communications Coordinators Angela Romano and Kate Trusk-Edrin how the mother-to-child transmission of HIV and the Prevention of Gender-Based Violence Project in Rwanda is tracking, and how it has valuable connections to Zonta's campaign, Zonta Says No.
My name is Lacey Stone. I'm the manager of civil society partnerships at the U.S. Fund for UNICEF.
And I heard you have a connection to Zonta?
Yes, so Zonta is considered one of our civil society partners. It's one of our longest standing civil society partners, and I manage the relationship between UNICEF and Zonta International.
And how long has this relationship been going on?
It's been going on for over three decades. 1972 was the first year that Zonta International supported UNICEF as one of their international service projects.
Can you explain the current project that Zonta is partnering with UNICEF?
Sure. So Zonta has been supporting the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, or PMTCT, and the prevention of gender-based violence since 2008. The current biennium is the 2012 through 2014 biennium, in which Zonta has committed $1 million for renewed support of PMTCT and prevention of gender-based violence programs.
Okay, and we know a lot about the first part of this program, which deals directly with HIV prevention, but there's a second part. Can you describe this to our members and kind of give us some benchmarks of how we're tracking?
Sure. So the second part of the program is our gender-based violence program. A couple of years ago, with Zonta's support, we were able to establish the first ever, there were two of them, one-stop centers in Rwanda. And one-stop centers are these places of holistic care where a victim of gender-based violence can go and receive medical, psychosocial, and legal support all in one place. Oftentimes there's also a police station connected to the one-stop center. So if a female is a victim of abuse, say from a family member or a husband, she can go to the one-stop center, she can receive the medical care she needs, the police can prosecute her case while she stays there and has a safe place to be, and then she can also seek legal counseling for prosecuting the case, and she won't have to return until it's safe for her to return to that area. That was in the first part of the project, and now with the 2012 through 2014 biennium, the one-stop centers were such a great success that the government actually stepped in and said, we want this to expand, we want to use our leverage and see how we can make an even larger impact. So for this biennium, Zonta's support is going to go towards putting together a one-stop center in every province. So there'll be a total of five one-stop centers across Rwanda.
How big are these centers?
They vary by province. What we use as a benchmark of success are the number of survivors and victims who are going to these one-stop centers to seek care. When the first one was established, I believe it was less than 20 or so women came in the first year, and now we're seeing hundreds of women seeking support from these one-stop centers. And that's a success factor because we know that people are learning about them, and they're learning that that's a resource that they can utilize to get the support they need.
And how do men factor into the second part of the program with the violence against women? Are you integrating any men within to these programs?
Yeah, and so it's, again, a community-based program to educate men that it's not okay as a society to commit acts of violence against women, that this isn't acceptable, and that men will be prosecuted for these crimes. And so we're seeing that in the one-stop centers where instead of just sending a woman home and saying, thank you for filling out the report, here's some medical care, that this isn't going to be okay, it's not acceptable, and that if you do commit violence against women, not only will you be charged, but you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So really showing that the policy has teeth and that we are going to make sure that this isn't allowed to continue to happen.
What do you see as the biggest challenges that could be a pushback or kickback within 20 years?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that as an international community, we see this great success and we think this is amazing and we're all so excited about it, but we don't realize that more work remains to be done. So I think a challenge but also an opportunity is that, like I said, if we have this HIV-free generation, we should celebrate that success and we should be extremely excited about it and we should be proud of the work that we've done. but that doesn't mean we should stop working. It doesn't mean that we've done our job completely, because a new challenge then lies ahead in ensuring that we keep that generation HIV free. And so where there is the challenge, there's also the opportunity, but our challenge is going to be to make sure that we keep the international community apprised of the situation, aware that this is still something that we need to continue to support, and make sure that it's on the top of their minds as well as ours.
And what can organizations like Zonta do to make sure that these challenges are kind of acknowledged and met?
Sure. What we tell all of our supporters is that the first thing that anybody can do, anybody in the U.S., anybody in an industrialized country, anybody in a developing country, the first thing they can do is they can tell their neighbor, tell their parents, tell their friend, tell their colleagues. The awareness factor is such a huge, huge piece of any kind of fundraising. First, you need to have awareness. You need to be aware of the issue. You need to care about the issue. You need to know that the issue is going on. I think that it might be surprising to a lot of people that a lot of the issues facing the world's children are facing the world's children. I don't think a lot of people realize that in Syria, for example, children could literally freeze to death this winter. It's just not something that people in industrialized countries is always top of mind. So awareness is the key issue. Advocacy is always important, writing to your legislators, writing to your congressmen. And also, UNICEF is a 100% voluntarily funded organization. We need the continued financial resources to do the work that we're doing. So with awareness, advocacy, education, those are absolutely integral to then lead into the fundraising piece.
Why do you say no to violence against women and girls?
I think, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to accept any other answer, but no. I don't think that in any country in the world, violence should be acceptable. So I say no because there is no other answer. There's no other word to say except for no.
Join Zonta International in saying no to violence against women and girls at zontasaysno.com.